Some in Gresham want to break away from the district they share with Shawano. One of them is resident Gary Olson. He has two kids going to the combined district.
The problem is they always want to close Gresham and send our kids to Shawano, which would be a long bus ride because from Gresham to the school in Shawano is about 16 miles one way.
In some cases, a prediction of higher taxes has been the tie that binds. In 2001, the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance analyzed a district in southern Wisconsin. It concluded dividing the Middleton-Cross Plains district didn't make financial sense. The group reached a similar conclusion when it reviewed a possible split in the Shawano-Gresham district last year. Superintendent Rich Hess expects that money will largely determine the outcome of a November referendum on Gresham's secession.
Considering that 80% of the people statistically don't have kids in school, that will probably be a question out there, a major question, I would think.
There's dispute over the tax impact of a proposed split. Those who want the district dissolved have crunched their own numbers and say the tax bite wouldn't be as severe as the alliance estimated. School administrators stand by the Taxpayers Alliance report, noting it's a nonpartisan group. Opponents say since then there have been changes in state law, with more possibly on the way, that could make money less of an issue for districts that want to strike out on their own. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.